Oh yeah, once again, yes, Mitch G Productions proudly presents another social study smash, Feudalizzo! Learn about the medieval times. The feudalism was a system affected so many lives. A social system that existed way back when in Europe. Knights got the land from lords in exchange for service. William,
who?
The Duke of Normandy was the man who brought the sting to Britain when he knocked him out. Jack Boom Boom called himself a conqueror in 1066. Gave his men the choice of land. They had so many picks. And when it got established, there was loyalty involved. The kings and queens found a way to have some problems solved. When the higher up went to war, he called upon his vassals. Duty was to defend the land and protect the castles. Not the lord. To be fair, couldn't cheat a lot. And if they did, the vassals couldn't sever all the ties. But this didn't happen often, if it ever did at all. Most kings kept the words and the castles didn't fall. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you've been talking about the top of the food chain. Those who had some power and control. What about those who were disfortunate? What did they do?
Vassals, a.k.a. knights. That's the name of they were on the battlefield seeking victory and fame. Others had to hold the fort, in other words, a manor. The peasants and the serfs were those called them to look after. The cows, the pigs, the chickens, and the crops. Not the coolest way to live, but gotta give them props. Bouncing up or down or here, but think it hurt my knee. Further rap about the manor is MCG.
Yeah, life ain't so bad if you're just a lowly peasant. They may not wear the bling, but their life is pretty pleasant. They need to grow food to live, but didn't own the land. So they told the knights they'd farm the states and gladly give a hand. The manor had a large house, pasture, field, and forest. It also had a village that they used as private quarters. Got a job, place to live. All is hunky-dory, but if you were a serf, it was a slightly different story. Yeah,
thanks
yeah.
For that. By the way, my niece five, pretty sly. What you did just any line of your rhyme. But I thought I had a little more time to take a break. In fact, I'm on the phone with my boys, Evan and Jake.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, baby, that's me. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Are you there with your brother Jake?
Baby.
Yeah, the baby's there. What else?
Mama.
Oh, Daddy loves you too, Evan.
Bye.
Goodbye. I'll be home soon.
All right, back again. What am I talking about? Serfs. The peasants tied to the land but couldn't leave without permission. It was the vision of every chief to have the serfs do it all, keeping order on the feet. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm feeling that. But look, we've talked about rich men and poor men, but haven't heard anything about the women. What about the women?
Come on, relax. Chill out for just a sec. I've got to hit on chivalry, I know.
What the heck?
The term chivalry is much like a code of conduct. Knights need to be polite, kind, and all that stuff. Swords, shields, battlefields, are fighting, anything goes. But at the village, when the chilling manners and his clothes. One more thing about this code that applied to every man. England's not the only place they had it in Japan. The equivalent of knights in Japan were samurai. It was another job, not for a girl, but a guy. They too had a code, it was called Bushido. Brave, humble, modest, kind, that was how they rolled. Yo, knight versus samurai, I don't know who'd win, but it's my guess that the knight would take one on the chin. Now I'm taking all your time, rapping by my stuff, don't hate me. Saving you the best for last, talk about the ladies.
Regardless of our class, we had fewer rights than men. Most of us obeyed the wish of fathers and husbands. Eleanor of Aquitaine, she sort of broke the mold. Thought this lesser role of women thing was getting really old. OMG, LOL, can't believe this girl, can you? She wasn't queen of just one land, she was a queen of two. Girl power, ladies rule, boy, you know it's true. We hope you all enjoyed this rap, but now our beat is
oh yeah, yeah, it's McG back at it again, kicking rhymes.
Mustang Tebow 809.
Outstanding. We'll be back soon.